Fleet is on Havish. And so just join the appropriate fleet. Well, I run my mouth here once the numbers stabilize. And then once the fireside is over, this is going to be a short one, guys. Just want to hit a couple of points that I don't think should wait until Saturday. And yeah. Alrighty, when it looks like the numbers are going to stabilize, which, good turnout. Thanks, guys. Okay, this is going to make this op a little bit better for everyone. This is an actual, like, update fireside. It is not simply, if he had asked me to send some pre-op herf for the 1845 form up, and I was the one that slotted a fireside in there. The fireside is actually for real things, not for, hey guys, form up for an op, so. We'll get started once, actually, you know what, fuck it. It's been enough time. People have had almost 4 whole minutes to form. Okay, so, I'm going to start things off with a little story. When I was a little kid, I would, when I say a little kid, I mean, we're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and we would be in various cities like San Francisco or in Manhattan or whatever, and I'd see pigeons. Like a lot of little kids, I would chase the pigeons, right? You see pigeons, they're big, fat, you know, weird birds, and you're a little kid, you chase pigeons. Well, one of these days, I remember I was in San Francisco, and I think I was like 7, and I saw a bunch of pigeons, and I you know, was bored and ran off after the pigeons. And well, I caught one. I reached down and I grabbed the fucking pigeon, and the stupid goddamn bird did not get out of the way in time. And this was a very confusing moment for me, because I wasn't like chasing pigeons because I grew up in a culture where I was hunting them. No, I was just a fucking kid chasing pigeons, and I never really expected at a certain level that I would catch the pigeon. And I did not really have a plan as to what the fuck I was going to do when my 7-year-old self got both of his little hands on this fucking pigeon. In San Francisco. I was extremely surprised and disturbed. The pigeon was extremely surprised and disturbed. And my immediate first reaction, having gotten both of my hands on this fucking pigeon, was basically, I don't think I knew how to swear at the time, but I was like, oh shit, and immediately let go of the fucking pigeon, because what the hell was I going to do with a pigeon? I didn't have a plan for catching the fucking pigeon. Now, the point is, we're not going to let go of the fucking M2 pigeon. And we need to talk about that and talk about some of the things we're going to need to do to make sure that the pigeon gets disposed of in a way that my 7-year-old self would probably be horrified by. I'm not a pigeon keeper or a pigeon enthusiast. This is my only pigeon story. But it is my best example of trying to catch something and not having a plan for when you do catch it. So, one of the things that I've noticed... there's a couple things I noticed. So as you guys may or may not have heard the unfortunate news, I had to sort of step away from Eve stuff on Friday because Pete got into a fight. He ripped off some faces of the Bloodfin Tetras that were fucking with them. And unfortunately, after a couple days of medicating him, Pete did pass away from his murder-related injuries and went to Fish Valhalla, with 3 kills to his name. So RIP Pete. And that sucks. But as the process of just dealing with the fish drama, I took a couple days off, right? I took a little time to, you know, mourn the loss of my fish friend. I didn't expect to get attached to a fucking betta fish, but he was really cute and really would always swim up and sort of wiggle around and be cute. And I don't know, he had a lot of personality, and yeah, now he's dead, and that sucked. So, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because when I came back from a couple of days away, and this, I'm not sure if this is an issue in Euro time zone, but it's definitely an issue in some areas of US time zone. When we caught the pigeon in M2 and we held onto the pigeon in M2, in a lot of ways, I think many of us just began to camp and play Eve nonstop. When Pete passed away, it was the first time that I had stepped away from the constant Eve stuff since December 30th. Now, one of the things I want people to be aware of is fatigue management is very important for all of you. Now, maybe this was just a US time zone issue, but when I came back from a couple days away, I noticed some incidents, and this is only a few people, and I've already sort of smacked them on the nose with the newspaper, of goons being bitchy at each other. And I don't think that the bitchiness was a consequence of, like, oh, goon infighting or whatever. I think that that is a symptom of battle fatigue. So what I want you guys to know, especially if you have not taken a single day of break for like 2 weeks plus, which is the situation that I was in, that if you find yourself or you see other goons just like turning on each other instead of like keeping your guns pointed at the enemy, that's probably a sign that you either need to take a fucking nap, to take the evening off, to sit in front of a sun lamp for a little bit, to meditate for 15 minutes, to do whatever it is that you want to do. Because if at some point, and I know that we all want to win, but if at any point our guns are not pointed all together at the enemy on the, you know, because we're all in this fucking trench together, keep your guns pointed at the bad guys. If you see somebody like flipping their shit, I'm going to use him as an example because he's got thick skin and he can handle it. And if he can't, he should grow the fuck up. But, you know, if you're acting like a sleepless Big Bill the Boss who really needs to take a fucking Adderall and or get some sleep, and you're like raging out about Theta for some reason that nobody really understands, just take a fucking nap, right? You are going to reduce more value than you are going to be adding value into the system. So that's basically that. One of the things that we have to keep in mind, guys, and this is something I saw when we sounded the Horn of Gundor. We sounded the Horn of Gundor, and the people that responded to the Horn of Gundor and turned up, when they first interacted with those of us who had been fighting this thing since like before the official start of the war for June, they thought we were a bunch of like fragged out crazies because we had been doing this stuff like maniacs for months and months and months. And that was sort of what I was like, oh, I get it now, when I came back after Pete passed away. And I'm like, okay, we're going to have a little fireside. We're going to tell people fatigue management stuff. And then we're going to get into the good shit. So here is our scenario. When we caught the pigeon in M2, while we did not let the pigeon go, I think that there was a moment of just surprise that went through the organization and resulted in some of us sort of forgetting all of the facts on the ground that went into this war before M2. And so I'm going to reiterate some of those things. Just because we have 333, I think a couple of them have gone away, I'm not sure on that, but we still have like 330 some odd of their fucking titans trapped in M2. We have to camp M2. There's more than 45 trillion ISK worth of shit in M2. This is both a benefit and a detriment because it means that we must constantly hold M2. It means that the enemy is going to try to get out of M2, but it doesn't mean that we have stopped that we're no longer outnumbered. It doesn't mean that the war is over. It doesn't mean that all of the facts and circumstances that went into this situation, this war, before M2, those did not magically go away. One of the things that seems weird to me, and one of the reasons we're having this fireside, is we have done some pretty good work in resetting Doomclock iHubs. But some people seem to expect, I think these were the people that needed a nap, seem to expect that after M2 we would take iHubs back and then we would hold them magically and everything would be just fine. These motherfuckers still outnumber us 2-1, sometimes 3-1, depending on weekends more. They're more weekend warriors than we are, so their weekend numbers have a huge spike and all this other shit. So that's basically what I want people to be reminded of. We're going to be resetting iHubs. iHubs are going to be trading back and forth. This was exactly the strategy and the way that things were before M2. Some people have been saying, why did we not go hit DP? Why did we not go hit this or that? And I want you guys to understand the strategy and why we are doing these things and remind you of all the shit that you realized and all the shit that you knew deep to your bones, the things that you knew before you got your hands on this fucking pigeon, which is, this is a war of grind. This is a war of attrition. We are going to trade back and forth. We're going to flip iHubs back and forth. We are going to grind these motherfuckers down. Their coalitions are going to start degrading and imploding. And then as time goes on, there's going to be a difference in balance and forces, and we can move from there. If you're wondering why after MTAC 2, we did not immediately go and siege DTAC P, I want to walk you through what happens on the final timer of a keep star that's not an M2. Let's say that we had siege DTAC P. Let's say that we had siege T5ZI. What happens on the final timer on that while we still have 330-odd titans of theirs trapped in M2? In order for us to kill a hostile Keepstar with the bad guys in T5ZI and their titans trapped in M2, we would have to give up 45 trillion worth of hostile titans in order to blow up a 180 billion-esque Keepstar, right? So that is one of the reasons why the war continues as before, the strategy continues as before, we are doing well. If you look at MNC, if you look at the Quarius Sov, if you look at what is happening in Catch, if you look at how Delta Squad, Amok Dot, you see Theta, you see Black Ops, you see a whole bunch of groups, and also a special fucking shout out to Bastion and the fucking Initiative and our Stainrust allies who are out there right now creating this huge front that is doing the fucking work. So even if you are sitting here in 1DQ1 and M2 and going, well, gee, why haven't we seen T5ZI? Why haven't we seen siege DTAC-P? Remember how the war was before you caught the pigeon. Be happy you caught the fucking pigeon, and let's get back to fucking work. So that's the HERF. That's the Fireside. We have ops for you guys to join. We are going to continue this process. If you are wondering, what do you do after you caught the pigeon? Remember what you were planning on doing before you caught the pigeon. Let's continue to grind this fucking thing out. We're going to see organizations from Legacy begin to implode. I would be unsurprised if you started seeing alliances in Legacy leave Legacy soon. Perhaps as soon as this weekend. We will see. But that is it. That is our situation. Let's fucking get back to work. Thanks for coming, and now join those fucking fleets.